Well, hello, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and I want to thank everybody in this new economy who are tuning into Radio Entrepreneurs at increasing numbers every week. And thanks to our team, Chris Gerald and Nathan Gobes. A special call out to Nathan, who's been in the trenches really working hard and helping us to reformat the show, and it's working. And we're trying to keep everything very topical right now. What are people doing to adapt to this new economy, survive, thrive? And this could be the new reality to some degree. And with that in mind, our regular guests, Aviva Sapers, CEO Sapers & Wallach, and Evan Macedo, FEI, Financial Executives International, and also Sapers & Wallach. Good morning, everyone, on, we call this our first day of Passover.
Morning, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hello. And you have the parting of the waves behind you, Aviva.
You got to have a little something that's a conversation starter. And given that it's Passover, we're talking about miracles and the parting of the Red Sea and plagues and all that sort of thing. It sort of does a visual to get you there.
Now, I believe that at the end of every day, Aviva, that your eyes are spinning when you finish working, because you're on the phone with a lot of people dealing with some very serious topics in this economy. So why don't you let us in on a couple of the very important things that you seem to, that you know entrepreneurs are dealing with right now.
The biggest thing that we've been involved with the last 2 weeks or so for a lot of our clients is helping them or help directing them to understanding the new things that are available through the CARE Act. Everyone's getting bombarded by all their advisors on this stuff, but we want to make sure that they know which banks are allowed, which ones to go to for these loans, what they have to do from a payroll standpoint, how this might affect them long run, and how it interplays with their own employee benefits, with retirement plans and the new rules and regs and things that they're waiving to give people access to their money. So we've been very busy holding people's hands and making sure they have a resource and a knowledge center to go with and a partner to help them through it.
So how do you, you've given me the category, and I like to play stupid. It's not hard. How do you do that? I mean, what kind of advice are you giving them to do this, these types of things? And Evan, you should feel free to jump in at any time.
Absolutely. Yeah, so
it's a great question. One of the things that we did is we surveyed our clients and we said, what's on your mind? We sent out emails to say, instead of us just putting together a seminar or webinar that we're going to throw information at you, tell us what questions you have that you're struggling with. And then we created a town hall meeting where we brought in a couple experts, an employment labor attorney, someone in sort of HR, and also an ERISA attorney, and accountants that could help the clients actually get real answers to their most pressing questions. And then afterwards, we allowed for more questions because this whole process has been evolving by the day. And even though you can go to banks and get money, the banks weren't set for it yet. They didn't have the forms. And certain banks did make the loans and other types of banks didn't make the loans. And so it was really, it's a moving target. And in essence, we're helping them learn how to hold their guns.
You know, you said a couple of things, a lot of things that a couple I want to pick up on. And, you know, I had conversations with Evan earlier this week because he's a financial guru. And I talked about a bank that was sort of like not working with clients and well, and he talked to me about how he jumped on it and how he, you know, sifted through banks and got a bank that was ready to make, you know, work with companies as a priority. And, you know, that is an issue. It's, you know, some banks are becoming very rigid and formalized, and some are remembering we have clients, the client comes first.
Right.
That's the first one. The second one, and I give you really big kudos to this. I have talked to many clients in the last 2 weeks about doing surveys. Figure out where the market is before you decide what to deliver to them.
Sure.
And you're the first person who actually told me you're doing it. So I think that's critical because everybody's scrambling, and you got to remember, it's all about what do people want.
Right. I can tell even from my own experience, everyone's bombarding me with information and webinars. And frankly, they all sound like they're kind of giving the same info, and you got to go with your trusted group to determine which ones you're going to spend your time sitting through, because you know they'll give you the stuff you want. But you're right. we're in the service business. We've been dealing with clients that have had to lay off their staff, or they're looking at furloughs. They want to understand how that affects the benefits, what can continue, what shouldn't. And with this new CARE Act, do they actually lay off right now, or do they keep people employed if that was the goal of the CARE Act? And we're really here to listen and to help them think these things through and talk about the pros and cons of different directions they're thinking of going in. In some cases, they absolutely have to lay off because they're not bringing in revenue and they've got to figure that out. And our job is to figure out how, in our business, the things that we deal with, one is to listen so they have they know they have a friend and an extension of their family. Second is to get them resources if they need it, that if we know people that can connect with what they're looking for, whether it's a bank, an attorney, an accountant, we're there. And in fact, I now have a supplier for some masks that we managed to uncover in the area. And I'm going to be calling a lot of our neighborhood health centers to see what they have for supplies and figuring that out. That's not the business we're in per se, doing financial services and insurance, but we're in the business of helping people and taking care of them. And so anything we can do and any connections we have are what we're utilizing during this time to make sure we can take care of everybody.
Well, I think it's important what you say is you have the parting of the ways behind you. What you're saying is don't become so selfishly focused during this time. Remember that we're all members of a community. And if you want to stay in business and stay part of the community, keep your focus outwardly, not just inwardly right now.
And Jeffrey, I think you bring up a very good point, staying engaged with your community or staying engaged in general. I know Aviva and I have been, trying different tactics every week to keep our team engaged. But Aviva, why don't you talk a little bit about, what are some of the top things that we've done over here that have been successful with keeping our own team engaged?
Sure. So we tend to have every other day some sort of powwow with the team. And each department also has their own sub powwows or Zoom meeting check-ins or team meeting check-ins in between things to make sure that the beginning of the agenda is always, how are you doing? How is this affecting you guys personally? How are your families doing? And then getting into what issues are you running up against? How can we help? Anyone have ideas that they can share with each other? In addition, we're trying to make sure we have some fun built in. We did a community lunch together. We might have to make those more theme-based, and we might even share recipes if people want. And then every Friday at 4, we have a cocktail mocktail session, because we don't want to force people to have to drink alcohol, although some of us enjoy it. But a chance, and we just check in. How did the week go? How are you feeling? What are you doing? What's happening at home with the craziness of working from home and your kids running around and yelling in the background? It definitely is a different environment. And some people who have young kids are really having to juggle a lot more than they did when they were able to just come to the office and leave the kids with either daycare or put them in school. And so just making sure that we're checking in and making sure that we've had a chance for each other to just chill and sit back for a minute and put business behind us and get more personal. We also have been trying to send out funny things that I either am sent or have seen on the internet and sending those out to people. There was a great video we sent out yesterday about people on a Zoom meeting or trying to have a Zoom meeting in person, but actually finding that all the same nuances of people talking over each other or people not being able to unmute their system. So you just heard silence, but you saw the mouth moving. All that sums. It's just got to keep a little humor in this to make sure people are okay.
Well, I think what you're saying is that this virus is not, it's created a new forced physical social distancing, but you're working actively with clients, with the community. Well, let's start with the community, with clients, with staff, to create all new patterns of social connecting. And the key for your continuing in business is facilitating, as a leader, social connecting. And I think that is a real strategic plan.
I think that should be the new slogan, Jeffrey, social connecting. We've heard enough about social distancing. We should make a big effort to be social connecting with everybody we can at this point.
Totally agree. I've spent time teaching people how to use Zoom while we invite them to Zoom and then showing them the features of what to do. My backdrop being one, I tried to make it relevant, make it a conversation piece. The parting of the Red Sea is all about miracles. And it also is about a time of plagues. So it's very appropriate for conversations that, and talking about things that people are struggling with.
And a time of faith that we're going to get to the another side. We're not sure how and when, but we're going to get there.
Right.
And not everyone's going to make it.
That's true. It's very, very similar to the story of Pharaoh's time and being in Egypt and being slaves and trying to find freedom. The parting of the sea, you were talking about how the two sides parted, but in many ways it allows you to get more focused. You've got these big walls up here in this picture, but the idea is that you know there's something at the end of the path, and if you figure out how to focus yourselves and make sure people stay with you and do the creative things and the social connecting that you need to do, we'll all come out the other side. We have faith that we have faith in the community, we have faith in ourselves that we will get through this better, stronger, and more able to live in the new world.
You know, I think that picture does say it all. You know, my mother was an art collector, and I think, yes, you have two hard walls on your left and right that I'm looking at. And I was focusing on the picture as you talked the whole time. But as you look through the tunnel, it sort of thins out and you sort of see that there may be the beginnings of a new path beyond that. And then you look up in the sky and you see the sun is sort of breaking through the problem and giving a glimmer of rays towards that opening. And so it's almost working like a beacon of just follow that light and, you know, that's the way to go. And I think that's a great picture. I wish I had it. I don't. I'm sure you'll send it to me at some point.
But I'm happy to share.
It's a great picture. And, you know, it's great having you on. And I think these are great stories for other entrepreneurs. And since you're so actively talking to entrepreneurs and leaders, if someone wanted to speak with either one of the two of you, how would they connect with you?
So our phone number is 617-225-2600. My extension is 0125. Evan is 0131. And our website is obviously www.sapers, which you can see on Evan's side, S-A-P-E-R-S, dash, which is a hyphen, not an underscore, Wallach, W-A-L-L-A-C-K.com.
Right. And Evan, how do we find you?
Well, you know, you can call my direct dial, 617-715-0131. I am always available to anybody who wants to check in and see how everything is going over here. So if you're sitting down and you're trying to see what somebody else's experiences is like going through this, feel free to pick up the phone and give me a call.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for connecting. We look forward to speaking to you hopefully next week or the week after that. But we're looking forward to your regular reports on Radio Entrepreneurs. Want to say hello. We hope all our listeners are healthy and secluded right now, and we will get through this. Let's have a little faith. And we're going to take a break and remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.